first ever singing the national anthem, dead at the age of 48. Big news over the weekend when often we are here in the midst of a fight over what's going on in Washington. You can't help but still get goosebumps when you hear her sing that. And that was when we had gone into the Gulf, by the way, at the Super Bowl. That was her rendition. I still think it's the best of all time. She was an iconic singer, no matter what you think of pop or what she did over the course of her career. How will she be remembered? Unfortunately, the downside of Whitney Houston is what may be what killed her. She was found over the weekend in a bathtub in Beverly Hills. They're talking about all kinds of prescription drugs. Did she drown? All that stuff. The coroner in L.A. being cautious, saying 6 to 8 weeks until they know. And that's where we start. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. A big weekend in Washington, CPAC convention. Conservatives galore, rock stars, celebrities, if you will, of the political field on the conservative side in town. Sarah Palin blew out the house with really the closer at CPAC. No matter what you think of Sarah Palin, thumbs up, thumbs down, or whatever, she definitely is a kingmaker for the Tea Party and has a stake in what's happening with the election. I say a stake in the sense that people are listening to Sarah Palin, as I mentioned, on the Tea Party side, certainly, because as many of you know, the Republican Party is definitely fractured and made up of different kinds of folks. And she talked about the fact that you might still have, in fact, a convention where it is brokered. Sarah Palin blasted the establishment, saying that many elected lawmakers, Republicans included, haven't done enough to cut spending and cut the government. And, specifically she mentioned some people and said that, how can anyone be part of this establishment when they're just keeping the status quo and we're allowing things to continue to unfold the way they're unfolding. And she says that the Republican Party needs to be competitive. I agree with that. They need to be competitive. If you're going to knock off any kind of an incumbent president, you're going to stop somebody from a second term, you got to really raise the game, raise the stakes. And that's the only way anyone even has a chance at knocking off an Obama. He is brilliant at campaigning. He has people around him who know how to campaign. And this was part of the conversation in the hallways at CPAC. We took you inside the Conservative Political Action Conference last week as it was wrapping up. It's a three-day event in D.C. They do a straw poll. It's the very last thing they do. The Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney got 38% of the vote, beating out the former Senator Rick Santorum. He had 31%. Santorum had a big week last week, wins in Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri in the caucuses. So he's feeling pretty good. He says he's the alternative. He's the conservative alternative to Romney. And he's pushing small government and opposition to abortion. That was big last week, talking about birth control that has to be offered in religious facilities. And now, as of Friday heading into the weekend, the president says, no, they'll compromise. You don't have to pay for contraceptives in a religious organization. And so that whole thing went crazy. And at this point, with Maine in the bag, because Romney ended up getting Maine as well in their caucuses there, second place was Ron Paul, very close second place, by the way. He almost took Maine. So there's something about Ron Paul where he has attracted a lot of followers, and he's making enough noise to be dangerous. Will he be dangerous on Super Tuesday, or will it really be down to just the two people that Rick Santorum says it's down to, himself and Mitt Romney? Do you think Rick Santorum or Mitt Romney can beat Barack Obama in November. And maybe you don't want to see that. Maybe you're looking at Obama and saying, oh, this is a laugher, and thank goodness I think he needs to stay in place at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Because remember, I don't care about your stripes, right of right, left of left. Everybody's welcome to throw in there, too, at this party. So the water's warm. You can certainly jump in. 800-259-5791. Paul, very close to knocking off Mitt Romney. Very, very close. That would have been the fourth straight setback for Romney. And then I would say there was a definite trend there. He's hanging on by the tips of his fingers. Numbers show that Romney's ahead because it's about getting all those delegates. So the more delegates at stake, that's why you've got a circle and a big red pen. Super Tuesday, 10 states, delegates galore, just under 500 at stake. And when you think of what you need to get that nomination, that could be very, very, very big for one of the four. Maybe it's splintered and some of the states go one way and some of the states go the other way. We'll see. But always Super Tuesday can be make or break. And maybe this time around it really is make or break for Mitt Romney, for Rick Santorum, for Ron Paul. Who knows? Newt Gingrich says he's in this. He doesn't care if he's had it tough lately. He's sticking in it to the very end. So things are starting to heat up. Although we have 11 days of a lull, no primaries, no caucuses, no debates until February 22nd. How about that? Stay with us. Chuck Schumer has some thoughts on the TSA and also Phil Mickelson with a big win. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Sure. There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This week, we're going to have some wicked fun. Valentine's Day cards you wish you could write to some of the people in Washington. We have some good ones. Yep. So we're going to do those V-Day cards. And also, what's the buzz in D.C.? And the Christmas Day bomber, remember him, Abdullah Muttalib? He's supposed to be sentenced. What do you think his sentence is going to be? Life. Gee, let's play a guessing game. 6 years, 10 years, life. He's getting life. It feels like we're in a weird game of life when we pull up to the pumps, isn't it? It's like Price is Right every single time. From place to place, wherever I am, I can't help it because now, again, we're back to playing chicken with gas. You know what I mean. And the average price for a gallon of regular gasoline across the nation is $3.51. Why is it like we're in Groundhog Day with this stuff? Then we hear about, oh, everything that's happening in the Middle East and how this is killing us. Well, what's killing us is we're not building refineries. We're not drilling. We're not letting the Keystone Pipeline, for example, create jobs and go through the artery of the United States down to Texas, and ultimately, yes, we would be getting some of that oil. Yes, China would get some of that oil. The way it stands now, China will be getting all of that oil, and the pipeline will be doing a reverse. It'll go to the Pacific side of our northern neighbors. They'll pipe it in that direction, and China will just take it and sail away is what's going to happen. Because, trust me, this controversy is far from over either. It's all part of the election year. What's the hot potato? What do I have to move? It's just like the fact that the White House has reversed course on the religious groups like Catholic Charities, other hospitals, having to pay for the contraception of the people who they employ. You know, that's just part of the health care package. Well, everybody else is going to have to pay it except for the religious facilities. Originally, they were being forced to be part of that, but because it blew up, it's all of a sudden, whoa, 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 okay, no, we take it back, we take it back. You don't have to do that anymore. And this is what it is. Who's not going to vote for me because it's too radioactive, like the Keystone Pipeline, like paying for contraceptives for people who work for religious organizations, saying that that's part of the insurance package. Whoops, now we're going to take that away. And either way, they're in the middle of the controversy because that was part of the package in the first place, and nobody really recognized it. How was that not known? The TSA is always controversial. Senator Chuck Schumer, rather, talked about the passengers' rights and, what the TSA has to do. They're just not using common sense. Take a listen.
Despite these claims, and in the face of claims from passengers in the past, the TSA has still not instituted common sense reform by putting in place passenger advocates at our airports. If the TSA won't provide passenger advocates voluntarily, we're going to compel them to do so. It shouldn't be that the only choice a passenger has is to not go on the plane or be subject to a search that is humiliating.
No kidding, Chuck Schumer. Where were you years ago when this was happening? Remember, it just happened to Senator Rand Paul, who said, forget it, I'll miss the plane. You're subjected to the pat-down, or you can't go through the machine again? I don't know. I don't understand. You know where I stand on the TSA. There are better people you can employ. Look for the people who know what to look for at a stop, at a checkpoint. Former detectives, law enforcement people. I mean, really, couldn't you pay them a decent enough wage that they would want to do this? Some of them retired at fairly young ages. I'm just thinking out loud. And common sense has never been employed by the TSA. Now, I'm not saying always, because what's interesting is I've flown a ton, and I almost know the second when I pull up, whether it's Philly, whether it's New York, whether it's been Chicago, somewhere else in the Midwest, Kansas City, Phoenix, L.A., wherever. When I come in, I know whether the person gets it or not. They're friendly. They look down. They know it's not a hassle. I think that there are some people that just want to hassle you. And there is no gray area here. And it's very strange. Once something stupid happens, they're called out on it, then they switch. Whoops. Why should we really search a crying, hysterical 6-year-old girl? So now she doesn't have to take off her sneakers. Now she doesn't have to happen. All it takes is enough stupid, moronic things to happen at the checkpoints, wherever they might be, big, small, or wherever in the country, and enough people complain, and then suddenly they're changing the policy again. So, I mean, listen, there's a better way to do this, folks, and they just will not do it. That's the problem, ultimately. Speaking of a better way to do it, I gotta certainly put forth some positive news here on America Tonight. I always say we gotta find those silver linings, right? Here's a good silver lining. I like Lefty, Phil Mickelson. He's on the golf tour, and everybody knows about his wife's battle with breast cancer, and they give a lot to charity, and I understand they're really incredibly grounded, nice people. That said, whatever. Phil Mickelson was out at Pebble Beach going up against Tiger Woods on Sunday. They were playing together for the first time in a long time, but for the 30th time altogether on the PGA Tour, and they were in completely opposite ends of the deal. In the end, Mickelson shot a 64. It was 11 shots better than Tiger Woods' 75. He won the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am. Mickelson credited his wife and had plenty to say afterwards, as did Tiger Woods.
To put it together this week, and especially the final round with this round, just feels terrific. And it's gives me a lot of confidence, but it also inspires me, because I believe now even more so that what I'm doing is correct, and that I'm able to play some of my best golf. It's one of the more emotional victories for me than I've had. And the reason is I've had some doubt these last couple of weeks, given the scores that I've shot, yet on the practice range, playing and practicing, so having these great practice sessions, I started to wonder if I'm going to be able to bring it to the golf course. So this gives me a lot of confidence and erases the doubt.
Figured I need to shoot 65 or 66 to win the golf tournament today. 67 or 66 to win the golf tournament today. And it ended up being I had to shoot 66 just to get into a playoff with Phil. So I chose the right numbers. Unfortunately, I just couldn't execute to get it to it.
All right, he didn't execute. Phil, there's a joke in there. Phil Mickelson did. So that was a big win for old Lefty. That's a nice Valentine's present. His wife came in on Friday, said he was mopey and was sick of him sulking around, gave him a little pep talk. That's why he was saying that she had done such a great job in trying to influence him, because he was beating himself up for what he wasn't doing on the course and what he was doing when he was practicing. And then it all came together. We'll see what comes together the rest of this week for the folks in Washington, but you know there's going to be big battles over the extending the tax cuts or not. There's also going to be big battles over the president's budget, which sends us in the opposite direction once again. That's not a surprise. And over this compromise plan, because of the heat over contraceptives and religious organizations having to pay for that in the Affordable Care Act, most health insurance plans were supposed to cover the preventative services, so that would be contraception without a copay or a deductible, and that was starting in August of this year, and that would save, you know, millions of dollars for Americans and, you know, whatever. But the president is saying that now they're going to implement a policy that accommodates religious liberty while protecting the health of women. That's interesting. He said that heading into the weekend that nearly 99% of all women have used contraception at some point in their lives, but more than half of the women between 18 to 34 struggle to afford it. So the policy that he's talking about would ensure that if a woman works for a religious employer with objections to providing contraceptive services as part of the health plan, the insurance company would have to pay for it. Oh, this fight is far from over. We're kicking a can down the road. Stay with us.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Can't wait to introduce you to our next guest here on America Tonight. Alan Karam is a guy who now attends the University of Utah and actually volunteers his time to teach English at a pretty highly regarded place, actually, a refugee and immigrant center at the Asian Association of Utah. But what's his story? Here's his story. He knows what it's like to be an immigrant. And he wants to try to make it better and make this the bipartisan solution and figure out what are we going to do here. And with good reason, because can you imagine this? I want you to think about this. In 1997, his family was brought to the U.S. from Iraq by former President Clinton. His father worked undercover for the CIA to help, we've talked about this before, to help bring down Saddam Hussein. When the secret was, of course, discovered, they had to run for their lives, flee for their lives. So Karam and six other members of the family were brought to Salt Lake City. Thus, we fast forward, and I just gave you a story as what he's doing now. Alan, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. Good to be here.
Take us back to that moment, because I want people to understand what that felt like. Your father was helping the United States at his own peril and his family's peril, and he knew that, but he must have believed in the mission, I'm assuming, and talked to you about that. But what was that like? First of all, what was it like leading up to before you actually fled the country?
It was actually really bad. From 1988 till 1997, we had to flee town to town just because, you know, the Iraqi people were kind of suspicious on my father's whereabouts because, you know, he wouldn't come home at night. He would disappear for months. So they knew, kind of, but, you know, they didn't have any substantial evidence that he was actually working, you know, for the CIA. But in 1997, one of my father's last operations somehow was discovered among the Iraqi people. And right away, we had to flee the city, and you know, President Clinton got us out of there, and it was good that we got out, because my father, Saddam Hussein put a contract out on my father's head, and for my whole family to be buried alive the week after we left.
You mean the other family members that were left behind?
My family, like Saddam Hussein put a contract out on my father's head, and for my immediate family to be buried alive.
Oh yeah,
We fled the country.
Wow. I thought you meant other cousins, because were there other people in your family, you know, the other cousins or relatives that stayed behind? Because they must have, right? It was just your family that was taken to the United States. What happened with them?
Just my family.
Oh, okay. All right. So when your family comes to the United States, you're dropped off in a one-bedroom house, no money, no support, no help from the government to get established. Do you remember what that was like? That had to be strange. Did you, what was that like? What was that like for your family?
It was actually pretty bad. We were dropped off, in fact, that night, February 25th, 97. It was snowing really bad. One of the guys that helped us, he worked for this organization called International Rescue Committee. He picked us up from the airport, and he dropped us off, and he said, "Here's the key, and I'll get with you guys. I have other family." So we walked in, the electricity was, you know, was on, but the there was no heat in the house. The heater wasn't working, and the house was just a mess. It was pretty bad, and we just never heard from these guys again. We wrote several letters. They sent us a check, and actually, the landlord told us that the house was the rent was half paid. So he came over and said, you know, you guys need to pay the other half. And that's when we found out that they only, because initially they told us they were going to pay 3 months of the rent, 3 months of, you know, while we're in the, they'll pay the first 3 months, but they only paid half month rent. So we had to, you know, quickly we had to get out and get ourselves jobs. In fact, I was supposed to start, you know, high school. I went down to the Salt Lake Community College. There's a library there, and so I got myself a job in the evening.
Oh, so you jumped into it right away. And, you know, you go through that, and you see what happened with your family. And I wonder, what about your father? What was it like for him? Because then he must have been looking for work, too, as well.
Absolutely. He found a job doing carpentry work early in the morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning till about noon. But you know, until this day, he's very disappointed. Excuse me, just because the immigration kept denying us papers, and he was having me to write, you know, letters to the state senators and the congressman. I wrote a few letters. Nobody responded. I tried to make an appointment with one of the Salt Lake governor.
Right.
And a few times I tried to go in, and he's like, they kept telling me, you know, he's out of town and he can't see you. So this is what I told my father. I said, you know, we could, you know what, I'll put this all, everything in the book, and maybe that way they can. Somehow we can get their attention.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So you know what that's like. So you see this battle over illegal immigration, and I got to think that you have opinions about this. For sure you do. Do you think illegal immigrants should be given the same rights as the legal ones that come in?
You know, it's going to hurt us a lot if that's going to happen. You know why? Because we are legal in this country. My father, you know, devoted his life, pretty much 16 years working for the CIA. And we came to this country. We had tried to apply for, you know, citizenship and green card, and, you know, the permanent residency change status. Never happened. And now they're talking about giving rights to, you know, the illegals. To me, I think we should... The immigration should look back and say, you know, hey, we have this many people that are legal in the U.S. and they don't have any papers. Let's have them documented before we move on to the illegal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that, because that could be confusing and be a nightmare for all the other people already who have done, as you said, like your father working for 16 years for the CIA. That would really mix things up. There's this big push, and you're following this, for the DREAM Act, and you think the DREAM Act... It could turn into an immigration nightmare. Is that the reason why, part of what you just told me?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's why I agree with you 100%. No question. All right. How about this? You know, I mentioned this at the top. You're teaching English to Asian immigrants. That has to be rewarding for you. Did you want to do that because you want to give back? What was your reason for doing that?
The reason I started doing that, I wanted to know, you know, they've got immigrants from all over the world, and so I talk to them, you know, I help them out with whatever they need. Obviously, I go in twice a week, about 3 hours, and I talk to most of them and how they were treated, and they were just, you know, not to lessen the importance of their arrival, but they're, you know, they're just refugees, and the things they have gained from the government, it's unbelievable. Like one family I talked to, they told me twice a week they go pick them up, they take them to the store to do all their shopping, and they bring them back. And this is kind of intriguing for me, because nothing like that, not even close to that, happened to, you know, to my family. Whether like if the government ever came and said, hey, you guys need any money, or if you guys need any help, we can help you. But these guys are telling me that, you know, they go out and they, you know, they help them go out shopping. They take them to events and to movie and things like that. It just kind of gives me a lot of information.
So we mentioned this. Your family gets there in 97. We've gone through all of this. And you look to what happened on 9/11/2001, obviously 2001 September. So that had to have changed some things for you. Did life get tougher for you because people knowing your background, or no?
It did. It did. We Utah. Many people ask me the same thing, and they tell me, "Hey, how's Utah as far as diversity?" And it's not diverse as any other cities. Like, for instance, New York or, you know, Dallas, L.A. But in 2001, we moved to Detroit, Michigan. We had a couple of families, just, you know, close friends, and they said Detroit was more diverse. So we went over there. The jobs were very bad. So we came back.
Ooh, and Detroit, so you're saying really Detroit was the epicenter of problems because that illegal thing, and then naturally the part of the world that you were from, that had to be tough.
Right.
Yeah. So now you talked about this too as well, mentioning the fact that you're working on the memoirs. That has to be pretty therapeutic in one way for you. Do you feel like you're just pouring out the whole family history, huh?
I am. Oh, absolutely. The thing that I haven't even mentioned with you here is that excuse me, like we talked about 9/11. After that, I could not get on airplane for some. I couldn't, you know, at airports I could be easily spotted. You know, my luggage was lost a couple of times.
Mm.
I was taken off the plane once because I was sitting in the exit row. Just, you know, things like that that I want to really, you know,
emphasize, yeah. Well, see, and here's the thing. You could easily have said flippantly, listen, my father practically gave all of our lives for the United States working with the CIA in Iraq, right?
You know, it's kind of a funny thing because we did that with the immigration. One day we got into a huge argument with them, and they said, you know what, you guys need to bring in your birth certificates. And we said, you know, we're from Iraq, obviously. So my dad got really pissed off, got really upset with that. He came over there, and he's like, you know, he showed him he has an identification still, and he said, look, I have served for this country. And they laughed at us. So, you know, we thought not to mention it anymore.
Yeah, I understand. Hopefully that's all behind you. Alan Karam, thanks so much. We look forward to your book, and come back on with us, will you?
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts
discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Because here's the deal, and I've talked about this a bunch on America Tonight, so this is just a perfect thing for us to start the show off with. You know, the Mount Soledad Memorial Association and veterans of many wars unite pretty much together to defend this 58-year-old war memorial from being torn down. And we're talking about a landmark. I can't tell you how many times when I lived in California, I drove by this where I spent time near it. And, you know, for more than a half a century, it's a 29-foot Latin cross that's been on top of Mount Soledad, overlooking San Diego, and it honors, really, our nation's veterans, period, end of story. It's a symbol. It's something that honors the selfless, unbelievable, selfless sacrifice and service of veterans. I mean, it's a centerpiece. I can't believe that people are complaining about this. But yes, atheists, the ACLU, and a bunch of supporters are in this long legal battle to tear down the memorial cross. So it is with great pleasure, because this is something I've been screaming about for a long time on America Tonight, that I introduce you to Kelly Shackelford, the CEO of Liberty Institute, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting religious freedoms, and now they're involved in this. Kelly, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, I'm happy to do it.
So tell me, I understand that there was and we played a little snippet, some of the music, but I understand that there was a rally today. What happened at the rally?
Well, we really were having a rally somewhat to celebrate the fact that, you know, as of today, we're now in the Supreme Court. We filed the appeal into the Supreme Court on behalf of the Veterans Association, the Mount Soledad Memorial Association. And we're finally going to get to hopefully a final solution on this, and hopefully certainly get a reversal of this really outrageous decision by the Ninth Circuit Federal Court of Appeals.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why I said that I had talked about it for a long time, because this is one thing that caught my attention the second it made the news, but even before that, because I was very familiar with the cross. And I got to tell you, people of all different kinds of religions that I knew in California didn't think twice, didn't blink about it. It was a symbol. And everybody just embraced it. I never understood this in the first place. So how did you find out about this? How did this come to light for you?
Well, we've kind of become the experts around the country, Liberty Institute has, at defending our veterans when veterans' memorials are under attack. The Mount Soledad cross is the one we're talking about today, and the veterans' memorial that's around that. But 2 years ago, you might have remembered, there was the Mojave Desert veterans' memorial that was put up in 1934 by World War I vets in the middle of the Mojave Desert. And the ACLU had actually filed a lawsuit to have that memorial torn down after, you know, 77 years. And we were able to represent over 4 million veterans, and that went all the way to the Supreme Court. We were able to get a reversal of that decision by the Supreme Court saying, look, we don't tear down our veterans' memorials because there's a cross or a Star of David in it. That's not what this country's about, and that's not what our Constitution says. And so it was a little surprising when, you know, 2 years later, same Federal Court of Appeals, the Ninth Circuit, issues this decision saying, well, the Mount Soledad one is now unconstitutional. So here we are back again. And we're hoping that with this, we can get the Supreme Court not only to reverse this, but to really put an end to these attacks on veterans' memorials. You know, the very purpose of veterans' memorials is to show honor, to remember, to respect. And this is causing disrespect and dishonor. It's a disgrace that veterans have to worry about whether their memorials are going to be torn down. That's something that shouldn't happen in this country.
I agree with you 100%. I can imagine that a lot of veterans have sounded off to you. What have you heard from the veterans?
Well, pretty much, you know, almost unanimous around the country, outrage. We had a ceremony today outside, and you've seen it. I mean, this Veterans Memorial is just absolutely breathtaking. It's been there for, you know, over five decades, and it's a beautiful view looking over, you know, the ocean and right near the naval bases. And it's just an excellent place, and the memorial's done so well. It's not only the cross, but also 3,000 plaques surrounding it. Of soldiers who have given the sacrifice for their country and the stories that are with those. It's really a moving, powerful, and beautiful setting. And one of the guys who spoke today was a member of the Jewish War Veterans who got up and said, look, I am a member of the Mount Soledad Memorial Association. I've never had a problem with this memorial. And most of the Jewish, you know, leaders that I know around, you know, this area who are in the Jewish War Veterans totally agree with me. So, you know, this is ridiculous, the idea that this has to be under attack. We know that it's a cross because it represents sacrifice for all faiths and for people of no faith at all. So the intolerant attack to try to really rip down this cross after, you know, 56 years is really ridiculous. And so that is a common, certainly, reaction of the veterans to this attack.
Yeah. And I mentioned at the top, Kelly, what you do at Liberty Institute. And it seems to me that there's been, and this is just my point of view, being a talk show host and traveling around the country and seeing some of these things that are happening, the Mojave Desert incident, which you were involved in. Why all of a sudden has this become a big issue? Why are these? Because I think it's an attack on veterans and these memorials. It's crazy, especially some of them that have stood for so long. What do you chalk that up to?
Well, I mean, you know, what I think is really going on is some of these groups that are, you know, they're somewhat extremist groups. I mean, we did a national poll on this for the Mojave Desert case, and 93% of the country said leave the veterans' memorials alone. So, I mean, we're talking about a pretty small percentage that's trying to do this and is actually filing these lawsuits and behind all these attacks. But, look, these are groups that have their own agenda with regard to sort of religion in public. They'd like to remove any sort of religious expression or religious symbols from being in public. They feel like they have some sort of right not to be offended by seeing some religious symbol. And unfortunately, they don't seem to care what the collateral damage is. And so the veterans' memorials are just part of their big sort of cultural agenda to, you know, engage in somewhat of religious cleansing across the country. And I think that's sad. The veterans kind of get, caught in the crossfire here and are having to undergo these ridiculous attacks. And again, decisions even by courts that we've had to get overturned and have been successful so far to literally tear down memorials in some cases that have been up for, over 70 years that were put up by the hands of World War One veterans or World War Two veterans that had just come back from the war and had just seen their buddies die and put up these memorials to give honor and to remember them. I mean, it's incredible, but that's what's happening. And it's just an intolerance and a mission of this small group that wants to take down religious symbols from public places.
Yeah, I agree. Kelly Shackelford, CEO of Liberty Institute. Keep fighting the good fight, and we'd love to have you back on. We'll keep our eye on what happens here. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, I'm happy to do it. I would encourage people that Don't Tear Me Down site, don'ttearmedown.com, has the information on the case, and they can get that song you were playing, and all the proceeds are going to fund the case and defend the veterans' memorials.
All right, excellent. So do that. They can go to iTunes, in fact, and download it there, too. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks. A lot of you have already said a few things through the miracle of the chat if you go to americatonight.net, including Quark, who says, I'm an atheist, and I sometimes find the belligerence of atheists embarrassing. It's almost as if they want to be hated. Then you have Ralph, who says, I don't understand it. Quark, I'm an agnostic, and why stop the dead from marking their faith? Then you have Dark Wolf, who says militant atheists are so hypocritical. They denounce religious people trying to press their views whilst proselytizing people that their way is the right way. You want to sound off? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the floor.